China tariffs have made bicycles more expensive but not much else. By John Carney on November 13, 2019. Bicycles are still the only major category of consumer products that show evidence of China tariff-led price hikes. For the most part, U.S. consumers are not paying for the Trump administration's tariffs with higher prices on goods. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% in October after coming in flat in September, the Department of Labor said Tuesday. Compared with a year ago, prices rose just 1.8%. After taking out volatile food and energy prices, inflation ran at 0.2% for the month and 2.3% for the year, right in line with September's figures and showing no signs of price acceleration. As Breitbart has been reporting for over a year now, the prices of most items subject to the steel, aluminum, and China tariffs show no significant tariff pressure. But in May, the China tariff on bicycles rose from 10% to 25%. That is on top of the pre-existing bicycle tariff that has been in place since imposed by President John F. Kennedy, recently around 11%, down from Kennedy's 25%. The price of bicycles and sports vehicles jumped 3% higher in September, perhaps indicating a lag effect, and another 0.5% in October. Bicycles now register as costing consumers 8.1% more than a year ago. It is not totally clear that this has been caused by tariffs or which tariffs caused the price hike. Steel and aluminum tariffs may have contributed. The direct tariff on Chinese-made bikes, which make up around half the imported bicycles in the U.S., is the most likely candidate. Despite the lack of a widespread tariff effect, special interest groups and media outlets continue to insist that prices are rising. Just a few days before the September CPI data was released, Foreign Affairs magazine claimed that the tariffs have hit U.S. consumers harder than their Chinese counterparts. The Federal Reserve's Monetary Policy Committee says it targets inflation at the rate of 2%. But the index the Fed uses, called the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, runs about a half a point or so below the better-known Consumer Price Index. Which means that inflation is likely running below the Fed's target. In other words, even with the tariffs the Trump administration has imposed, consumer prices are rising by less than the Fed thinks is consistent with price stability. It is theoretically possible prices would be rising at an even slower rate than they are if the tariffs were not in place. But that would only mean the Fed would have to work harder to push them back toward the target. The data defy the dire predictions of experts who forecast consumers would foot the bill for tariffs. Tariffs will surely lead to higher prices for imported goods and, to a lesser extent, prices for non-imported goods that use imported materials, the University of Pennsylvania's business school Wharton reported. Tariffs are about to hit consumers, and it won't be pretty, CNBC claimed. Trade restrictions, by their nature, result in price increases for the goods in question. If the price of steel and aluminum goes up, manufacturers will be forced to pass those costs on to American consumers, wrote Tori K. Whiting, the J. Van Andel trade economist at the Heritage Foundation's Roe Institute for Economic Policy Studies. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, however, said all of these predictions of higher prices were wrong. To the contrary, Ross argued tariffs would have little to no effect on U.S. consumers. He held up cans of Campbell's soup and Budweiser beer to illustrate his point that the metals input into most consumer prices was very low and prices were unlikely to rise. When prices did not rise as predicted, the critics did not back off their claims. Many just moved the time frame, arguing that the forecast price increases were just taking time to move through the economy. But with each passing month, that an increasingly absurd position. Soup, beer, veggies, cars, and trucks. Car and truck prices are perhaps the most important consumer item that tariff opponents claimed would be pushed up by the metals tariffs, but these have hardly moved. Compared with a year ago, car prices are up just 0.2%. The price of new trucks is 0.1% higher than a year ago. Prices for both fell in September and in October, the third consecutive monthly decline for trucks and the second for cars. Take the prices of soup and beer, Secretary Ross's examples. The price of soup fell 1% in September. For the year it is up just 0.1 percentage point. The price of beer consumed at home is up just 1.7% from a year ago. Of course, not all soup is canned. Beer is also sold in bottles. The government doesn't track canned beer and canned soup separately. So it is possible that canned variations have seen more price inflation, offset by price declines in bottled beer and soup in cardboard containers. But that's largely irrelevant from the consumer perspective, since shoppers can easily just switch to the cheaper category. There's very little upward pricing pressure on beer consumed in bars and restaurants, which is notable because the price of beer kegs reportedly rose due to the aluminum tariffs. Beer consumed outside of the home is unchanged from a year ago. In other words, you are not paying any more for beer in a bar or a restaurant or a sports stadium than you were last year. Televisions, computers, and appliances. Many of the categories of consumer goods that are largely manufactured abroad also saw steep declines, defying predictions that the China tariffs implemented last year would weigh on consumers. Tools and hardware were often cited by those promoting the tariffs are taxes on consumers narrative. But prices on these are up just 2% compared with a year ago. Outside of Breitbart News, there has been very little reporting on the crash in the price of televisions. In October, television prices fell by another 1.5%. This is the 15th consecutive monthly decline for televisions, which means we're now compounding last year's declines with this year's. Compared with a year ago, television prices are off 19.6%. That's pretty stunning because last October, prices were down double digits from the prior year. This steep decline may reflect foreign manufacturers competing with each other for market share by dumping televisions on the U.S. market. There are no real domestic manufacturers for anti-dumping regulations to protect, so it is unlikely the Commerce Department will take any action here. But that could be a policy error. If anyone were tempted to manufacture televisions in the U.S., they'd certainly be discouraged from doing so, watching the price collapse so rapidly. The price of computers, digital home assistants, and phones were predicted to see upward pressure from tariffs on China. While these are not yet subject to direct tariffs yet, some of their components are. But computers and related hardware prices are down 4% compared with last year, dropping 0.9% in September and then 2.4% in October. Phone prices fell again, for at least the 14th consecutive month, and are now down 14.2% compared with a year ago. In October alone, prices fell 2.9%. We're now compounding annual price declines in phones also. Note that mobile phones were excluded from the first two rounds of China tariffs but will be included in the round expected to be applied in December. We're now over a year into the anti-dumping tariffs imposed in January of last year on washing machines. These were intended to drive up the price from artificially depressed levels and accomplish that goal last year. Those washing machine price gains, however, had faded. Laundry equipment prices fell 4.2% in August, fell another half a percentage point in September, and bounced back 1.4% in October. They are now down 6.2% compared with a year ago, when prices were reflecting that initial boost. This shows the market adjusting to the initial tariff shock by expanding domestic production or lowering prices on foreign production. Made in China 2018. Appliance prices are down 0.7% compared with a year ago. The narrower major appliance category, which was pushed up by the sharp rise in washing machines, saw prices fall 2.6% in October, the fifth monthly decline out of the previous 6 months. Compared with a year ago, prices are now down 3.3%. The prices of furniture and bedding, one of the largest categories of China-made imports, and are up 2.1% annually. Toys, another big China import category, are down 6% compared with a year ago. Keep that in mind when you see the inevitable stories that claim tariffs are ruining holiday shopping. Sports equipment prices are down 0.9%. Clothing prices are down a sharp 2.3% compared with a year ago. Auto parts and equipment prices are up just 2.1% compared with a year ago. Peddling a false narrative. Once again, the consumer price data has largely demolished the notion that tariffs are squeezing consumers. Phones, computers, and especially televisions have plummeted in price. Cars and trucks show no tariff pressure at all. Baseball mitts and other sports equipment are cheaper. Appliance prices are now below their year-ago levels. Toys are much cheaper. Major appliances have even fallen in price. Tariffs had driven the price of washing machines higher, as intended. But those prices have come down. Bicycle prices alone appear to be indicating any significant tariff pressure. That does not mean that prices will remain low or tariffs will never push prices up. But it demonstrates that even after over a year of tariffs, prices on consumers are not rising. The low prices may indicate that the burdens of tariffs are falling on foreign producers and on intermediate goods producers. This can happen when export prices fall in reaction to tariffs, either because manufacturers seek to maintain market share by discounting their goods or because foreign currencies decline against the dollar. The data is increasingly embarrassing for the Federal Reserve economists who claimed in two flawed studies that consumers were paying higher prices for goods subject to tariffs on steel, aluminum, or Chinese imports.